We're talking with Milo Anderson. Milo, what's going on?
Well, I'm standing in Maryland right now. We're about 2 hours out of Washington, D.C. Joni and I left on the motorcycles, I on my rat bike, and Joni on her bike, and we left on May 10th from Roseburg, went down to Sacramento, and joined up with the National Veterans Awareness Ride. Now, that is a group that this is my third year of doing this. What we do is ride from Sacramento to Washington, D.C., and we stop at a lot of veterans' homes, veterans' hospitals, VFW places, and AMVETS places. They feed us most of the time, and we go into the hospitals, we spread out. We ask the ward nurses to give us the rooms to go by and visit patients that don't often get visitors. We stopped at one place, and there was a 101-year-old guy. He was a World War II veteran, and when we were talking to him, he started crying, and he said, "I wish I was young enough to go with you guys, because this looks like so much fun." And naturally, that put tears in our eyes, too. But the whole thing is such a feel-good operation. The whole United States is involved in this. There should be about 750,000 motorcyclists converging on Washington, D.C. to emphasize the MIA, missing in action, and the POW, prisoner of war, and the people that are unaccounted for. And that protest parade is going to be on Sunday, day after tomorrow, and I'll be proudly riding in that as well, too. And we have about 75 to 80 motorcycles right now. At any given time, there's usually more because some riders join us for a day. They might join us for a couple hours. We've had as many as 150 motorcycles riding together. And I personally, on my rat bike, if you want to read more about the situation, I have a website that I'm updating daily. And every night I update it and get it to Ben, who does things for the website for me. And it's www.ratbikemilo.com, ratbikemilo.com. And you can see a lot of the things. You can follow along with us and find out what's happening on the way. And back in Washington, D.C., when we get there in a couple hours. And we'll be there Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And then we'll be taking off on Monday. But it's a great human interest situation. It warms the heart stopping by and visiting with veterans all along the way, Bob.
I've heard you've had a few problems here and there on the travels.
Well, I blew a motor up in just coming into Wyoming, and so I had to have Mark from Oregon Tool ship me one out to Federal Express Next Day Air to Cheyenne, Wyoming, and so I changed the motor in my rat bike, and then we kept on going, and there's been a few, and I caught the group the next day, and they were totally amazed that I could even find a motor in that motorcycle of mine, but that's chronicled in the history of this amazing ride. This is my third time doing it, and it's my wife's second time doing it with me, and so just go to www.ratbikemilo.com. And you can follow along, like I said, check out the stories and see the adventures of Rat Bike Milo. And Bob, have a great day, and everybody have a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend.